Let's do what's that from. Right now we're going to read a movie scene, and we're going to have Roger Badish do all of our stage directions. When you know what movie this is from, give us a call at 312-981-7200, and you will win a gift card for Apt Electronics. We want to thank all of our friends out at Apt Electronics in Glenview. And say hi to Steve Shapiro when you stop, and you know, find one of your great devices that you need to pick up. All right, take it away, Mr. Badish.
Interior living room. The party's going strong. 10, maybe 15 people stand, sit, lean, some crowd around the floor in front of the television. Randy is taking a vote.
How many Evil Deads?
Hands go up.
How many Heck Raisers?
Hands go up, bickering, ad-lib, etc. The doorbell rings. Stu goes for it.
I got it. Tatum, get me a beer. They're in the fridge in the garage.
What am I, the beer wench?
Hey, guess who's here? It's that chick from Inside Story.
They look up the hallway to see Dewey and Gail standing in the foyer.
Dewey!
Everyone perks up. I'm Gail.
What is she doing here?
She's with me. I just wanted to check on things.
The guys in the room are drooling over Gail, including Stu.
So did you? You did. Now leave and take your media muff with you.
Tatum takes off for the kitchen. Gail has quickly become the focus of the party. All eyes are on her.
I watch your show regularly.
This must be big news to be on Inside Story.
Huge.
Want to interview us?
Randy.
Oh. we could be like...
He's looking at her.
We could be like two grief-stricken students, and we'll say really nice things about our good friends who were slaughtered senselessly.
I can cry on cue.
Gail eyes the bookshelf above the television.
Maybe later.
Suddenly, Gail starts to cough.
Can I trouble you for some water?
How about a beer? Randy, get the lady a beer.
You got it.
Gail slips the camera from her bag, hits the on switch, and holds it behind her, waiting for the right moment. Back in the foyer...
Have they found my father?
Afraid not.
Should I be worried?
Not yet.
Interior kitchen. Tatum is alone in the kitchen. She empties popcorn into a bowl, then pulls open the refrigerator, looks quickly, then remembers. She moves through the adjoining laundry room to the garage. The kitchen door opens and light floods the darkened garage. Tatum stands in the doorway searching for a light switch. She finds a button and hits it. Boom! The electric garage door starts to rise. Wrong switch. She hits it again, and it closes. She finds another switch. A small light bulb overhead comes on, barely lighting the large two-car garage, leaving pockets of shadows along the wall. Tatum spots the refrigerator against a far wall and heads for it, not seeing the kitchen door quietly, slowly closing behind her, sealing her off from the rest of the house. Tatum stumbles to the refrigerator and throws it open. Its light casts a glow across her face. Crash! Boom! Tatum jumps, spinning around just in time to see a cat escape through a large pet door that's built into the garage door. She smiles at her jumpiness. Tatum loads up with as many beers as her hands will carry and heads back to the kitchen. At the kitchen door, she jiggles the beer and reaches for the knob. It's locked.
Oh, God!
She kicks it with her foot several times.
Hey, guys!
A moment. No answer.
Oh, damn.
Tatum leans over and with her elbow hits the garage door button. Boom! It begins to rise. She moves towards the rising door, beer in hand. Suddenly, the garage door resets, reversing direction, moving down, closing.
What the...
Tatum spins around to see a ghost-masked figure silhouetted in the dark next to the kitchen door, his hand on the switch. Tatum at once gasps, taken back, but then relaxes.
Is that you, Randy? Cute.
The figure stares at her blankly.
And what movie is this from? I Spit on Your Garage?
Tatum takes a step towards the figure.
Lose the mask. If Sydney sees it, she's going to flip.
The figure shakes his head slowly from side to side.
Oh, you want to play Psycho Killer?
The figure slowly nods.
Can I be a helpless victim?
The figure slowly nods again.
Okay, let's see. No, please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in this sequel.
Tatum takes a step to move around the figure, but he steps too, blocking her.
Cut. Casper, that's a wrap.
Tatum moves again, sidestepping the figure, but he's faster and cuts her off. Tatum juggles the beer against her chest with one hand and with the other pushes the figure hard, knocking him aside.
Randy, will you stop?
But as the figure intercepts, lunging forward, grabbing her wrist hard, Tatum stumbles. Beer cans hit the floor, spewing.
You little turd!
Tatum yanks hard, releasing his hold when a flash of silver catches her eye. She looks down, glimpsing its long, sharp blade as it darts forward, cutting into her forearm. Tatum pulls back, horrified, as the moment turns deadly serious. The figure advances on her, knife out, ready. She staggers backwards, holding her bloody arm, backing into the refrigerator, screaming.
Who are you?
The figure lashes out with the knife. Tatum dodges it, leaping back against the fridge. The figure advances. Instinctively, she rips the top freezer door open, bashing the figure in the face, sending him backwards, reeling. Tatum bolts to the closed garage door. In a panic, she beats and pulls on it, trying to make it lift. She eyes the figure. He's recovering. She goes for the pet door, dropping to the floor, diving for it. She wedges her upper body through her head, shoulders, torso, just as the figure pounces, grabbing hold of her feet. Tatum goes crazy, screaming and kicking, trying to get through. Outside the garage door, Tatum is half in, half out of the pet door. She beats and jerks wildly, unable to see the figure on the other side. A true fighter, Tatum kicks hard, making direct contact with the figure, knocking him away. She takes a moment to pull herself through further, but she stops. Stuck. She pulls and tugs, but can't move. She listens, but hears nothing. Where did he go? An agonizing silence. And then, the garage door is activated. It begins to rise upward, taking Tatum with it. She screams madly. Tatum's arms and legs fly about violently as she tries to free herself from the door, but it moves too fast, carrying her up. She looks above to see where the door rolls back into garage rafters just as her neck hits the first beam, snapping instantly.
Ooh. I have a feeling Dave Lundy nor Kenji Gabowski has seen this movie.
I found this fascinating. Roger, great job.
Yeah, I'm Roger. Yeah. Serious that was, Emmy that was for good. You, my friend.
Wow. Thank you.
Well done. Well done. What's that from? We have Lake Ahmad. Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing especially after that guy's phone call earlier?
No, I'm fine. Don't you worry about me. What movie is that from? What's that from?
That is from Scream.
Yay!
Oh, man. That's great.
Congratulations. And yes, go ahead, Ken.
No, I say you are correct. I have
you
never seen
correct.
That movie.
You are correct, yes.
And he is correct. It is Scream.
What movies do you like? Do you like horror movies?
I'm actually more a fan of foreign films, but I actually watched that for the first time in college. Mm-hmm. So I'm familiar with the movie.
Okay.
So that's why I guessed it.
You guessed it. Yeah, it's a really fun scene. I actually think it's quite an interesting send-up of slasher films. So thank you so much. You have won a gift card from Apt Electronics. Hold on the line. At least we'll take your information and make sure you get that card.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me. And that narrator,
yeah,
that guy should be on radio. He's really good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great night. And Lisa will get your information in just a moment. Scream is the first few moments of Scream. It opens in Drew Barrymore. Have you seen this, Eric?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I actually do recommend it. The only thing is that, like, for me, it'll be hard for me to go back and watch Harvey Weinstein movies in general.
This
is one of his movies, and Rose McGowan, who I believe is the woman that's in this. Yeah, this was one of the big ones, actually. Anyway,
this was Bob's movie.
Was it Bob's?
Yeah, Bob was the horror aspect, the horror part of the company.
But Rose tells a story of being assaulted by Harvey during the filming of this movie.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And the show comes full circle.
Sorry, that's why when I was. See, this is what I'm saying. You know what? Let's end it on something good. Tell me something good. I'm trying to think. My something good is Griffin and Declan and I. We have an annual tradition of picking out a pumpkin in Park Ridge. There's a community church out there that does a fundraiser every year, and I didn't get a chance to actually go with them. It was actually closed when we got there, so we walked around and we picked our pumpkins out from the other side of the fence. But I've been doing this since Griffin was 2 years old. I've been taking it to the exact same. Like, we've never gone to, like, all the out in the farms and things, I always love the idea because it was like a small little patch of, you know, small meaty. We always like had like the, we get one pumpkin for each person. We get like little mini ones, each one in the house. And even for our dog Monty and for my mom and for everyone, you know, in our family. And then we would get, and Steve goes, okay, now we always got to get a tall, skinny one and a short, fatty. And Griffin goes, I think that we need to change the way we say that, Daddy. I think we should get one that's big boned. it's just fun to watch the sort of evolution of those adventures. Tell me something good, Dave.
You know, as I told you, I started the day feeling kind of depressed, but I ended the day before coming here, of course, with family karaoke night at the Joe Breck Lundy House.
I want to come sometime.
It was just great watching my boys do their thing. And, you know, Max is very shy. My young one's very shy. So when we go out to this club we go to locally that does family karaoke night, he never performs. So at home, I brought the speaker I use at the Lundy Lunch
and
the microphone. And I brought it home figuring we might do this tonight. And it was just awesome.
Oh, that's very
boys
cool.
were great.
Let me make sure I get to everybody. I have to take a break before Matt. But Eric, get something good?
Yeah, it's good to be back in Chicago with this cold, chilly weather. I
nice
love
tan,
it.
By the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Ken, got something good?
Yeah, my mom just finished her sixth round of chemotherapy. She's doing fantastic and is well on her way to full recovery. It's
awesome.
It's really amazing to see.
Glad to hear that. Let's take a quick break and check in with Matt Pupala when we come back.